That was a mistake. Good evening.
What was that?
So that was the radio signal from the local radio station looping over top of the music that was being played by our network into an infinite loop.
Okay.
So, apologies to everybody who was hearing that. Good evening. It's Free Talk Live, and we will take your calls about anything here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. And, of course, you can get interactive over at freetalklive.com. You may submit the content of your choice to the front page of the site, and then other listeners can vote on it, vote it up or vote it down, whether you like or dislike, and then we'll know what you think's interesting. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Last night I started... just barely got into a story, and I thought it was an interesting story, so I wanted to make sure we had a chance to talk about it. So we're going to do it right out the gate here tonight. It is about a Halloween display where the police have asked a man to take down his Halloween display or to tone it down. Now, the what we ended up focusing on last night was whether or not police are really asking you when... you know, the news claims that they're asking. And, you know, general position there of at least me on the show is that a lot of times the police are asking you to do something, but they will say it in a way that makes it sound like they're ordering you to do something.
And I don't know what happened in this particular instance, but also when somebody in authority asks for something, it carries a lot more weight than if somebody, I mean, you know, somebody's just asking. And I think that that carries with it some responsibility from the asker. So if you're in a position of authority and you just ask somebody to do something, you need to consider what do they hear when you're asking.
Yeah, well, of course, if you've got a gun on your hip and, you know, a car and a cage to put somebody in, then that makes it seem less like asking. When a cop says something like, I'm going to have to ask you to search your car. Well, is that an order or are you just asking? Because it's important to know these things. If they're ordering you to search, then, well, they should have some probable cause and some reason to do that search. If they're asking you to search, then they're asking you for consent to search, in which case you should say no. So it's okay to ask for clarification. Anyway, that's the direction we went with the story. We barely even dug into it last night. It's from the Daily Mail. It's about James Crichton, who's age 25. He was told by police that his Halloween scene, which includes disemboweled corpses outside his home, was making children cry with its macabre reconstruction of a scene from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, boy.
He has put up the display outside of his
home. There's no accounting for taste.
To raise funds for charity every year since his grandmother died in 2009. But one parent complained to Hertfordshire Constabulary, concerned that the collection of bloody corpses and gory skeletons was scaring young children. But Mr. Crichton said, I can't believe it, to be honest. I can't see what I've done wrong. The decorations were assembled outside of the front of his home at the start of the month to support Cancer Research UK. The annual fundraiser is held in memory of his beloved grandmother, Betty, who died of cancer in 2009. But on Tuesday, Mr. Crichton received a visit from two police officers who asked that he make it less frightening. When the police turned up, he said, I don't think that they knew what to say. They had told me there had been a complaint and that I needed to tone it down by taking some decorations down. I'm told someone walks by with young children and they are crying every time they see it. The police told me they want me to put a black tarpaulin across the bottom of the fence so that children can't see it, but it spoils it for everyone else then. It's not something I want to do, to be honest, he says. I'll admit that some of the things I've added to the house this year are quite gory, but that's the whole point of Halloween. I always get young children saying, Mommy, look at that house, and everyone seems to love it, he says. He's now hoping to save what he can of his stomach-churning pride and joy. He said that I'm sure if the parent had come and spoken to me, we could have come to a compromise.
But I think that, by the way, is a great idea.
You mean talking to somebody if you have an issue?
Right, because what will happen in certain circumstances, for one, it's you know, just indicative of cowardice, right? You've got an issue, and you won't go talk to the person with whom you have the issue. I don't know what else to call that. Secondarily, if you send the police to do your bidding, and the police, you know, there's no law that's been broken here, from what I can see, then the guy may very well be of the personality type that causes him to be more entrenched.
That's the kind of person I am.
Because when somebody with a uniform and a badge comes and asks for something, it doesn't feel like asking anymore.
Mm-hmm.
When a mommy with her kids comes and asks for something, it shows, I mean, you know, she genuinely is asking. So I think that that's the first step, and it's often skipped. I don't know, here in the United States, and apparently in Great Britain, too.
You know, it does seem like cowardice when people won't go and confront somebody, you know, in a peaceful manner, in a neighborly manner, about some sort of issue that they have. And I think that is probably the basic what it is. But people also realize that there's a system and that they can pawn off their responsibility to that system. And that just probably feels comfortable to people.
Because, sure it does.
Because who would want to, you know, who would want to have an issue with their neighbor? Who would want the neighbor to know that they have an issue with this person? And so therefore maybe, you know, that may result in their paranoid mind and then the neighbor retaliating against them, which it very well might, you know, that's a real possibility. But if you end up finding out which neighbor went to the cops in the first place, that could result in retaliation as well, where the other neighbor then finds some sort of violation with your home, and then before you know it, they've called the code enforcement department or the police on your home, and so it just creates this nasty cycle, which all could have been avoided by just talking to your neighbor in the first place.
I think that the best position is to ask, but then if you go to the police after you've asked, you know, they know exactly who went, right?
Well, that much is true. So Mr. Crichton says he wishes somebody would have come and talked to him besides the police. He says, I don't know why they felt the need to go to the police about it. It's so ridiculous, it's almost funny. Last October, he raised 1,150 pounds for the charity through donations and has already collected more than 700 pounds so far this year. He says that he's been doing it for quite a few years and has a big cancer research UK banner outside, so everybody knows what it's for. He says, I've always loved Halloween, and decorating the house was something my nan and mum did for me when I was younger. So now I'm carrying on my in her memory, and I'm just trying to do my best for her and the charity. It's an excellent cause. The Hertfordshire police spokesperson said that we visited a resident of Grove Road concerning a Halloween display. Following a complaint, we offered words of advice. So apparently they were just asking in the words of the police in this case. So he doesn't have to take it down, at least at this point. Who knows what the excuse they would come up with to force him to take it down if he doesn't just voluntarily tone it down as he's been asked to do.
Well, I don't know what the Hertfordshire Police Department is going to do in this particular instance, but I do know that oftentimes when authority figures, when their requests aren't honored, that they often feel quite slighted. And that slight, because of that slight, because they're human, just like everybody else is, but they wield power beyond what the rest of us wield, that it can present itself in many distasteful fashions. Now, I've got to say, I think you can go too far with Halloween decorations. I think mm-hmm. you can have eviscerated corpses.
A decapitation
your,
might be too far.
Yeah, I think it's too far, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what you do about that, right? Like, so if you can have your cute little pumpkins and your fluffy black kitties, can't this guy have his disemboweled whatever
or
science experiment?
Satanic dark mass or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's an issue of taste here, and I've got to say that it sounds like the gentleman might have a difference in, say, tastes than many of his neighbors have.
All right, now hold on a second, Mark. Aren't you the same Mark Edge who, at one point in the past on this show, argued vehemently against the snow penis?
I think that you can do things in your front lawn that violate, you know, that violate other people's rights. I mean, the things that are just so egregiously awful,
well,
that you can do in your front lawn.
It's certainly not violating someone's rights to have, you know, a grotesque Halloween display in the same way that it's not violating someone's rights to have a grotesque hair color or something like that.
I think hair color's one. I fully admit that this is an issue of taste, but you're going to really put your house in danger. If people feel like they don't have a recourse, they may throw things at your house. Maybe one of those things will be a Molotov cocktail.
I
don't know.
How would this be different? I mean, this guy's raising money for charity with this.
Yeah, I know. I hear that.
How would this be different if he had a sculpture of a naked man or a woman out in front of his house?
It wouldn't be pretty.
Would he? Would that be less acceptable to people? Because people, in a lot of cases, are totally fine with gore and violence, but what if there was a topless sculpture or something like that? How would you feel about that? 855-453.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset Jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything or tell us how you feel about this guy with a grotesque, Halloween setup in his front yard, which includes corpses. One of these corpses is basically the top half of a corpse with its chest kind of sawed open and the guts sort of spilled out around it, sort of... It's pretty gross.
Very Hollywood-y, you know, kind of have a much more realism to it.
I wouldn't say it's particularly realistic. It just, it looks gross. That's all.
Okay.
And some people are pretty pretty sick of this. They've complained to the police. The police have come and told him, and this is in the UK, but it could be your next-door neighbor, wherever you live. They basically told him to tone it down. And he really doesn't want to tone it down. This is his thing that he does every single year. He does admit that there may be a little more grotesque this year than in years previous, but apparently it raises money for cancer research, and he feels like this is something that's important to him and that he shouldn't have to tone it down. And it doesn't really say in this story whether or not this gentleman is going to tone it down. He doesn't seem to want to, but the story just kind of ends before a decision has been made in this matter. So,
do you think there's anything that anyone can do in their front yard that's too much?
Well, there are certain things I would not want to see. Like, I wouldn't want to see somebody have, like, a KKK cross burning in their front yard. I would find that pretty offensive. Yeah. Okay. But it's their yard, so it's not like you can tell them what to do with it. I mean, if that's what you want to do in your front yard, I'm not going to be your friend. If you're going to burn a cross or something like that and wear hoods, that's not cool with me. But I don't have a problem with some guy with a grotesque Halloween display or, you know, a naked statue of a man or a woman or something like that in a front yard. Go pee in your front yard. I don't care.
Well, I suppose that would depend on the neighborhood.
Well, yeah, and a lot of this does depend on the neighborhood, which, you know, takes us to the discussion of deed restrictions and things like that. We'll take your calls, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got a website. You can go to freetalklive.com, grab archives there that go all the way back to late 2006, all for free. Now, maybe you want your own website, or maybe you already have your own website, but you're not so happy with having to pay somebody way too much money to take care of it for you. What if you could have a really amazing-looking website, and you could take care of it yourself and save a whole boatload of money? Squarespace.com can help you do that. They've got amazing-looking graphical designs for their sites, portfolio style, blog style, commerce. In fact, their e-commerce system plugs in easily to their other templates. So just because you have a portfolio site doesn't mean you can't have e-commerce on there. You can have your portfolio site for your artwork and then the e-commerce section to sell your artwork to people. Or maybe you want to sell digital products. Maybe you want to, you know, deliver a PDF to somebody via email. You can do that too with Squarespace Commerce. You can sell any kind of product, and their order management system lets you easily track outstanding orders, resend customer emails, print packing slips from a single interface. They have a 30-second merchant sign-up with Stripe. That's their credit card processor.
30 seconds is elementary.
It's unbelievable. It gives you instant approval and does not require paperwork. You can begin receiving money for purchases via direct deposit in moments. And the charges are actually pretty affordable, 2.9% plus a 30 cents per successful transaction fee. And Squarespace imposes no additional transaction fees. So 2.9% plus a 30 cent fee is pretty reasonable for low volume credit card sales. So go and check out Squarespace.com to start your free trial. All you have to do is use your email address to get signed up. You don't have to have a credit card on file with them, so you're safe from any kind of unexpected charges. When you're ready to buy, though, with Squarespace and get their hosting package, because when you get the free account, you are hosted, but there's some benefits that you get with the hosting package. And you can do that for $8 a month and save an extra 10% by using our discount code, which is FTL and the number 10. They've got 24/7 support. They're design-focused. It's a responsive design, meaning that if you're viewing the site on a cell phone, it will look different and it'll look right for a cell phone as opposed to viewing it, say, on your desktop or a laptop computer. There's so much to say. We don't have time to say it all. So go and learn for yourself at Squarespace. Squarespace.com, and remember, when you're ready to check out and save 10% there, use code FTL, the number 10, that's FTL10, to save 10% at Squarespace with Free Talk Live. So 855-450-FREE, we're talking about your property rights and the front yard of a man's property in the UK, where every year he has a Halloween display that is pretty gross. I mean, you've got a picture here of a skeleton with a bowl of what looks like giblets. Some sort of blood. There's dismembered fingers here that are just laying about. There's this grody zombie-looking thing with rotting teeth and just it's a torso, essentially, with all the parts inside showing. It's pretty grotesque. I mean, I could see why people would be turned off by this. I could understand why a small child would be frightened by this. But if your small child is frightened by this, they're probably frightened by a man with a mask walking down the street. I mean, small children can be frightened by things that are unusual. And so if this guy, and by the way, they're not forcing him to change his yard at this point. The police are simply asking him.
Well, it's not like there's any shortage of things that go on in yards that get mandated, right?
I mean,
like right here in New Hampshire, they're going after some, they're contemplating the first lawn police in New Hampshire.
Oh, no. I haven't heard this.
Oh, yeah, in Rochester. But it...
Is that like a code enforcement department?
Or something like that. It's always involved there. But, you know, that stuff went on in Florida all the time when I lived in Florida.
Well, they threatened me over a driveway here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's not really a lawn, but it's in the same venue. So you're welcome to comment on this, and then also the kind of the wider question of, shouldn't you be able to do what you want with your property? If you want to carve something offensive out in front of your house and leave it there all year, shouldn't you be able to do that? I mean, some people have little garden gnomes. Why shouldn't I be able to have garden zombie or a topless lady sculpture or something like that? How about the Statue of David, a replica of that? Can I put that in my front yard?
I think that
the little peeing boy alongside the pond?
I think some people will be more offended by the little peeing boy. Some people will be amused, whereas I think that if you get sort of a knockoff of one of the marble sculptures, mm-hmm. you'll probably be in good shape. But if your sculpture seems to be in less good taste than something, if your sculpture isn't a replica of something that's 3,000 years old, you're going to be in trouble.
Mm.
So I don't know what to say about that.
You are welcome to share your thoughts and bring up anything. Chavez is with us in Newport, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Chavez.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to talk about time travel right now.
Go right ahead.
Are we talking about right now, or are we talking about in the past or in the future?
Well, I am from the future, and I just want to say the only thing that I can say without disrupting everything is those fortune cookies you get at the Chinese restaurants are completely real. That is all.
Well, most of the fortune cookies I get at the Chinese restaurants aren't fortunes at all. They'll just be sort of a... assessments of my life. Did he hang up?
He dropped off.
Yeah, that's what you always get from time travelers. They're just
something cryptic.
Yeah, something cryptic and obscure. Like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Well, he says he can't say anything else because he might disrupt the time-space continuum if he does.
Yeah, but most of the fortune cookies are things like, you are a generous father, or something like that. Well, that's not a fortune. That's an assessment. It is always a positive one. You're not giving negative assessments to your customers.
There are negative fortune cookies out there, but you're not going to find them at most Chinese food.
I mean, you pretty much have to ask for those, I'm sure.
No, there's special order. You could order them for like a Halloween party or something like that. 855 450 free. It's a shame, though. I was really hoping we could get more out of our time traveler caller there. Very disappointing. 855 450 free. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Give us something juicy. I mean, if you're going to travel back in time, you should make it worth our while. 855 450 free.
Who's the most dangerous person living today?
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick. Only at USA.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma-Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma-Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com.
Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Here with you tonight to take your calls about anything is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about property rights, but then in the middle of that, somebody called in claiming to be a time traveler. 855-450-FREE is how it goes here, and you can also connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and don't forget you can go to freetalklive.com and you can interact in a variety of different ways. One of those ways is the bulletin board system. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com and you'll find that as one of the many free features at freetalklive.com, and enjoy it on us.
So there are new rules that are being enacted around mortgages on the federal level, and they haven't gone into complete effect, but they certainly will by the first of 2014. And what these rules do is they make banks liable for giving people too high of a debt-to-income ratio on their loans. So if you have you can only have a 43% debt-to-income ratio, and if not, the banks are sort of liable for you to sue them. You can say, you gave me a loan that you shouldn't have given me, and I'm not responsible for that. You are. And abdicate all responsibility in your life. But whatever, that's what the rule is. And I can tell you, banks, not going to be coming anywhere near that 43%. They're not going to knock it off at 43% where the government says they are, because who knows how these calculations might actually end up. They're going to stop it at maybe 33% or 35%, somewhere in there, would be my guess. So if you want it, now's the time, before you have to go through all these extra hoops through which one should jump, because you can believe that these rules come with all kinds of extra paperwork, and that's going to cost more because somebody's got to fill out the paperwork. Just go ahead and get your mortgage now. If you want to refi or thinking about buying a home, you probably want to do it before the 1st of January. Do it with MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Roger Schlesinger, he's the one who told me about this. And actually, he and his team of experts, they'll work hard to get you the right mortgage for you. The federal government, they don't really care about the right mortgage for you. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, and the number's 866-288-0088. It's 866-288-0088 for MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
All right, so 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Joey in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hello, Joey.
Hey, how are you doing?
What's on your mind?
I want to talk about property rights. you were speaking about the guy that was in the UK that he put the corpse in his yard.
Yeah, there's a corpse, a skeleton, some fingers laying around, and who knows what else.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's great. We here in West Virginia, I don't know how it is up there, but we pretty much don't have any property rights down here. Our state government successfully abolished private property. If you don't pay your property taxes, they come and take it away. If anything you do.
That's the same thing everywhere, by the way. I just want to let you know it's the same way everywhere. If you don't pay property taxes anywhere, the people calling themselves the city or the town or the state can do what they call a tax sale and steal it right out from under you.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's stealing. Anything you want to do, you have to have a permit. You have to pay. It's all about money rackets. Yeah, when I first bought my property here, I wanted to build a house. I couldn't even put a driveway and a culvert in without getting a building permit. Just silliness. Really, speaking about the things putting out in your yard, it really depends on the community.
Mm-hmm.
I think, my opinion, doesn't matter a whole lot, but...
it matters here. It's Free Talk Live. Everyone's opinion matters.
Yeah, it depends on what the atmosphere is, what the people think. If it offends some people, you have to get along with people. Well, you don't have to, but you should.
Your statement is only somewhat accurate. It depends on what the busybodies think. In the case of, local laws, ordinances, zoning regulations, those don't necessarily have to do with what people think, because most people don't vote. They don't vote in municipal elections, for instance. It's usually like 10%.
Most people don't complain either.
You know, maybe 10%. But that doesn't mean that they don't care about property rights. It just means they're busy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are just very, very busy, and, you know, they're busy paying those awful taxes that the busybodies have managed to load on top of us, because it's the busybodies, the ones that want to control you, the ones that they believe they know what's right for your property in your life. They're the ones who show up at the city council meetings. They're the ones who run for local town office. They're the ones who file all the complaints. So most people are reasonable. Most people are, you know, caring towards their neighbors, and they're respectful towards their neighbors, but they're just too busy to get involved in local politics and oppose the constant push for more control from those who wish to control others. I think that's where the problem really comes in.
Yeah, it's really a shame that it's actually had to get to the point of where government does step in, because if we're responsible people and we get along with one another, if someone comes to me and says, listen, you have something in your yard that offends me, well, possibly I could do my best to get along with that person, and if there's no problem, government doesn't feel the need to step in, hopefully. I know there's laws now that they've just because of stupid people that don't want to get along. Well, what's to stop somebody, if you have a religious or anti-religious something in your yard, what's to stop the neighbor from setting up a sound system and preaching right at the neighbor?
You get into an issue of sound waves being considered a property rights violation. I mean, I think there's a reasonable argument to be made that if you're throwing sound waves against my property that I don't, you know, that I don't appreciate, that I could have a tort there.
Right. I think that's so, like, your so your eyes receive things, whereas sound waves are projected. And I think that, you know, if you don't want to look at somebody's yard, don't look at it. But you can't really walk by and not hear them. We have eyelids and we cannot look, whereas we don't have earlids that shut off sound.
Yeah, the basic point of it all is being offended. Do we have a right to not be offended?
No, you definitely do not.
That's exactly right.
But you are right, though, Joey, that things are pushing toward that direction.
And the problem is that it seems the busybodies have a tool, and that tool is local government, usually, to be able to get... They're always going to be honored. It's the people that don't say anything, that don't really care about the display or whatever it is, that aren't going to be honored, because squeaky wheels in this case really do get the grease. Local governments get more power, more funding, and all kinds of benefits from having to go after local individuals, and the busybodies give them the power.
Well, isn't that how it's been throughout mankind's history. You got,
I suspect you're right,
people that just wants to float their way through life. Nobody bother me. I'll do my thing. You do your thing. And you've got the ones that want to impose their views on everyone else, and they get involved in politics.
Pretty much, Joey. I think that about sums it up. And because everybody else is so damn busy paying all the taxes, they don't have time
that all the busybodies have heaped upon them
to go to the meetings. And so you end up in a situation where everybody believes you can't fight City Hall. And for the most part, it is a true statement. You can't fight City Hall alone. And usually there's not enough other people in your area who would like to do something to try to change things for the better, which is one of the reasons why I think the Free State Project is the best answer for people who love liberty. And Joey, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Now, the Free State Project is, in my opinion, the answer to this problem, because this is a problem that exists everywhere. The busybodies are better at doing activism than you are, for the most part, collectively. They push for the things they want, and they get the things that they want because they put the time and the effort in to do it. Plus,
I wish they'd move together so they could busybody each other.
But they're successful already wherever they are.
I know.
So why should they? So the idea is to move the people who love liberty together, the people that understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, move people like us all to the same place. That's what the Free State Project is about. It's about getting 20,000 liberty-minded people all into the same geographic area so that we can finally present some sort of organized opposition to the busybodies, and they don't like it, let me tell you. The busybodies do not like the fact that the Free State Project exists. They know it's a huge threat to their status quo, and we've barely just gotten this thing started. There's only 1,400-some people that are here in New Hampshire now as part of the Free State Project. Over 14,000 have pledged that they will be here in New Hampshire, and we want to reach 20,000, so we could use your help. Go to freestateproject.org. If you love liberty, if you're a busybody, don't go to freestateproject.org. And if you live in New Hampshire and you're a busybody, then look into moving, because it's going to get uncomfortable here.
We all know how useful bitcoins are, but how can you cash out bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy all the features that we share on the site. In fact, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter the websites you find there, like Amazon, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of your purchase. So whatever it is you're buying, Free Talk Live will get a cut when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. Now, we were just talking a moment ago with a gentleman about how things got the way they are with these busybodies running our lives by passing all these laws and regulations, telling us, you know, what we can do with our property, what you can do with your body, which, of course, is your property, the most primary property that you have, telling you how to live. And I don't appreciate it very much. We gave you the Free State Project as a possible solution. I don't know what else would work besides concentrating the people that care enough to actually do something in one area. Because really, it's the fact that people never did anything against this ever-encroaching busybody population is why things are the way they are. If when the first set of regulations came out, if business owners and individuals and property owners would have said, thanks for the suggestion, but no, we're not going to do what you say. We're going to do what we want with our property because it's our property, and who the hell are you people calling themselves the city or calling yourselves the state or the town to tell us, those of us who own this property, those of us who are free people, what we can do? Who do you think you are? And then when they came after you, if they would have come after you, and maybe they would have, maybe they wouldn't, then you would not take the plea deal and then take it to court and then refuse to pay the fines and clog the system and then make it very, very difficult on them. But people don't make it difficult on them, and that's why they've continued to encroach. They've continued to pass new laws because they know you're going to put up with it. They know that you're going to do whatever they say. They know that you're going to pay the amount that they demand. They know that you're going to jump through whatever hoops that they put up.
There are a lot of the problems with not paying the amount that they demand.
That's right.
The system that we have with property property taxes and all that stuff is handed down from a time when the king would lop your head off for any kind of disobedience. So the king wouldn't. The king wouldn't even see you, as a matter of fact, but his minions certainly would take your head off.
But what about the 1960s? Would anybody have been had their heads lopped off back then?
Well, probably not in the United States.
Right, that's what I'm saying. In the United States, I don't want to go back to British times. I'm talking about within the last few generations in the United States, I realize there's punishments for breaking these stupid rules and laws and all that. But what would have happened if back when the first zoning code came out in your town, whatever that was, maybe it was the 70s, the 60s, 50s, I don't know. But whenever that happened, or whenever the first business regulations came out, what would have happened if people would have just said, nope, no thanks. Nope, we're just not going to do it. What are you going to do about it?
I think that to some extent, people wanted these rules. I think people do want these rules.
You think so?
It's the implementation of these rules that are really the problem. The implementation. So when you take a group of houses in a given area and you ask, okay, what do you people want? We're going to vote. And then 51% of the houses in that area say they want such and such, and 49% say that they don't. I'm sorry, it's a tyranny on those 49%, if those 51% interpret some new rule.
Mm-hmm.
If, however, there's, a small housing development that has a set of rules that one signs into when one purchases a home, that's an entirely different arrangement. Now, if you don't know what the rules are because it's a stack of 130 pages and you didn't read those, then you've got yourself some real problems. And it's going to feel like a similar level of tyranny. But I think that the real problem comes with it's difficult to buy and sell property. It costs money. You're going to lose maybe, 7 to 10% selling a house, and then it's going to happen on the next side. There's closing costs and all these things. If we were more mobile, we wouldn't see these problems. If everybody lived in a motorhome rather than living in a, 4-bedroom, 3-car garage,
you'd still have problems. They'd come up with regulations for motorhomes.
Maybe they would, but you just pick up and move away.
Yeah, but every place would have regulations. It seems like almost every place has zoning and regulations.
Yeah, not every place has zoning. Not
business permits and health permits and all kinds of permits. And, of course, all of those things are just bribery. You're just bribing the bureaucrats to look the other way. And look, Mark, it's...
People can't vote with their feet.
Well, that's just it. Whatever. You can't create the world that you want here in an instant. We can't talk about the fantasy of what would be best because we don't have that. We've got the world where people live in one place, and that's how things work. And people can vote with their cooperation. But you're right. Maybe people do want rules, in which case they shouldn't complain when rules are created to control them. Because if you are somebody who believes that, oh, well, we need to have rules for this and this and this, as far as what people can do with their property, maybe you think those rules are reasonable. But then all of a sudden, somebody else comes up with a rule that affects you. Oh, now all of a sudden, garden gnomes are banned from the front lawn, and you like garden gnomes. Well, sorry, you were out there earlier advocating for other rules, so therefore you shouldn't be surprised when somebody turns around and uses that same system of control to turn your property to their bidding.
Right, the gun knows no victim. The gun is just a tool, and that's really what the governmental system is, and it's often employed by those that wish to control others.
Let's go to the phones. We got John in Virginia. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. John, listening to WNIS. Hello there.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, John, go ahead with your thoughts.
But the lady that got killed in Washington, D.C. in that traffic incident?
Yes.
Yeah, the mother with a baby in the car?
Yeah, her child has been taking custody instead of being with the family and the rightful, I guess, lineage to have custody of her is being given to some lady that's in the CIA.
Oh boy,
really?
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, I heard there's been a kill order on that child because that child is actually fathered by Barack Obama.
Well, that seems kind of ridiculous.
It does seem kind of ridiculous, since he's probably homosexual, but if it happens, if it happens, you heard it here.
Okay. Do you have any kind of citation?
No, of course not. This is a ridiculous call. Thanks for the call tonight. Got a time traveler and then that guy. 855, 450, free. Maybe it's a full moon tonight in Virginia. I don't know. 855-450-3733. Look, I mean, Barack Obama, no doubt the guy's a murderer, just like George W. Bush. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And certainly Barack Obama...
Why don't you back up that statement? I mean, no one's seen him murder anyone.
Well, when you hire someone to murder for you, you're still a murderer in my book. And there's a bunch of people that call themselves the military that will commit murder in the name of the president. And both Barack Obama and George Bush and all the other presidents that have come before them have been murderers, as far as I'm concerned.
So I think that's a sloppy explanation. The fact is that if somebody comes in my home and does some despicable deed, you pick the despicable deed, and I go out on the street trying to chase them down, and I'm shooting at them with a handgun, and one of those bullets flies off and kills an innocent person or an innocent child, I'm going to be guilty of murder. If I hire somebody to run down the street after that person and shooting, I'm still going to be guilty of murder.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that generally people who are in the military aren't intending to kill innocent people. But we know from human history that innocent people die while wars are being done. As a matter of fact,
including
children. We know it's going to happen. And there's just a study out right now that says that Americans are ignorant of the number of people who died in Iraq.
I bet they are.
I think the number's 50 times. It's an incredible number.
Well, pull that up if you get a chance, because I am interested in hearing about that. But the point I was going to make was that, yes, Barack Obama and George W. Bush, these are people who have the blood of innocent families and children on their hands. But usually they wouldn't be attacking children in the United States. That's probably not something that would be particularly politically palatable for them, because with children in other countries, they can chalk it up as, oh, well, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet, yeah, collateral damage, that's just part of war. There's certain ways that they can just sort of slough off the idea of killing innocent people in wartime. But it would be a lot harder for them to cover that one up here in the United States if they actually did that.
Yeah, so a lot harder.
And if he's gay, then who cares? If Barack Obama turns out to be gay, whoopee-doo.
Well, I mean, it'd be terrible for Michelle to have invested your life. If you're gay, please don't marry somebody of the opposite sex, because it screws up people's lives.
If they got a divorce, she'd probably be doing all right, right? I mean, if you get divorced from the president, I'd imagine
the money's probably alimony. Good. But look, I don't really care about... Really? It's about the money, Ian? I mean, it's not about your life. It's not about the person you spent time with. It's not about your kids and how messed up they are. They do change.
Why would that mess the kids up if your husband turned out to be gay?
Yeah, it's not going to be
pretty. I don't see why that would mess anybody up.
Oh, well, I guess you must be messed up then.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's nothing wrong with a gay dad. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I've known some gay parents. They'd be great.
It's not about gayness.
More coming up here. Hour number two is next. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Musicians, what if you could get below cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379, Taylor Acoustics just $719, Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, PRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon. Guitar Center's biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year ends Tuesday.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.